Hello, I'm Finn, and I'm interviewing a medieval peasant. What's your name?
Good day, sir. My name is Turbot, Turbot of Tor, at your service.
What job do you do?
Well, 'tis a very important, though a smelly job, sir. I'm what they call a gong farmer. And them who don't know what gong means, well, without putting too fine a point on it, it's a poo. Ploppy. Excrement. Waste. It's my job to take it away after the cesspits have filled up in posh houses and the like. With the aid of a shovel, a cart and a small boy. Hurrah! So, do you want to learn a bit about the job itself, sir?
Yeah.
Right then, well, you see, places like the monastery at Tor Abbey, you see, they're all these posh abbots and that, but even they got to go to the toilet. So the thing is, they have these cesspits, often a big plank over a long drop, and then it goes down a big girt hole that's lined with stones. Well, what they do is they just go to the loo until it's full to the top, till they splash their bums when they sit on the seat, and then they call for me, Turbot, and they say, clean it out. And so what he does, me and the small boy, we go there, and the first thing you got to do is you take what's known as, well, it's sometimes called a pipe, which is like a large cart with a big barrel on the top called the pipe. And the barrel has a great big hole on the top. And you get your buckets, and the top layer is always like the watery stuff, and you scoop that off with the bucket. But you get lower and lower, and it gets thicker and thicker, and then it's like, well, what you would call toffee. And then by the time you get to the bottom, it's rock hard and has to be chipped off with a shovel. But some of them cesspits, they're very narrow and small and dark and fuggy. So that's when I send the little boy down, because he can fit down there. And of course, well, some of them, they do faint, pass out. There's no air down there. Some of my mates, them gong farmers, they passed out and drowned. Think of that! Oh.
What other kind of jobs are there?
Do I do any other jobs? Well, yes. Of course, there's people all over at the back of Tor, fullers they are. Now, when I say a fuller, I mean someone who fulls wool. You see, there's loads of wool. There's millions of sheep round here. And the wool is woven into these big white cloths of wool, of course. But you see, they're all proper greasy and coarse. And they have a wide mesh that'll come apart when you start wearing it. You could poke your finger through it and make a good big hole. And that won't sell, will it? So you've got to make it so that the fibres bind and shrink. And so that the grease is got rid of and the cloth softens. And the best way to do that is to stamp it in a load of whey. And that's how you do it. For hours on end. And the alkaline in the whey breaks down the grease, you see. And after about 7 or 8 hours tramping, mind, which is hard work in a bucket full of cold whittle, eventually the fibres start to sort of mesh together and shrink and all the grease comes out. And then you hang them out on big frames on the hillside to dry out. And it sort of stretches it out. And these are called tenter frames. And that's where we get the say today, or in your time, of being on tenter hooks. The other job, which I see him do a lot round Tor Abbey, is a lime burner, because you need loads of lime for when you're making that kind of cement for, well, gluing bricks together and make it nice and strong. Now, the thing is, you get a load of lime, right? And it's, well, calcium oxide, as them learned folks might call it. And the way to get it is, well, you get some limestone, you stick it all in there in this big kiln, and you've got to get a good big heat till it's absolutely red hot. And then you shove in that limestone until eventually it's all the carbon dioxide's driven off. And this residue, what's left behind, is called quicklime. And then you see, the next job is the poor old chap, he has to rake it all out with like a big rake, and a load of dust comes up and it burns your eyes and your nose from the dust. Because this quicklime, right, it reacts with moisture. Now, you there, you're a posh-looking chap. Where have you got moisture on your face? Now, I got it all round my snotty nostrils, but I imagine you've got a bit round your mouth, haven't you? And your eyes, they'd be a bit moist, wouldn't they? Well, as soon as that quicklime dust gets in your eyes or on the moisture on your lips, it burns! Burns! Like nothing you've ever felt. And a lot of people used to have to rake it out. They would go blind, or they'd have burns, really deep burns, on their faces and stuff. And if you had a cut, well, of course it would burn in the cut, because blood, well, that's a liquid, isn't it? That's water. So not a nice job. And then, to make it even worse, once you'd got all that quicklime out, you had to slake it. You know, like you slake your thirst. Well, this, you slake the lime by dipping it in a load of water. And do you know what happens then? It explodes! Boom! All that lovely quicklime goes everywhere and you get little bits of chips of it flying through the air, cutting your face, cutting your hands. And of course, as soon as it cuts your face and hands, more liquid comes out and that burns as well. Oh, it's a job to have, I can tell you, especially if you're mad. Well, once all that's done and it's cracked and flaked, you can crush it into powder and you mix that with sand and water to make mortar or quicklime. And it's grand stuff, really good. You use it for gluing stones together for building houses and the like. Well, posh houses. And you can water it right down to make a sort of lime wash, which is like a paint. And that kills all the bugs. And that's what they used to chuck over all the castle walls to make them, A, look really impressive and posh, like in a story tale. You know, look at the white towers of Tintagel Castle. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But also, it killed all the bugs as well. So you see, it was the two-in-one. Poshes it up, kills your bugs. Everyone thinks all these castles used to look grey, but a lot of them used to look sort of like a patchy white, gleaming in the sunlight. But not a good job. Not good at all.